You're listening to an ATS podcast starring the token crazy Australian, Nurky. Come to AboveTopSecret.com for the best in conspiracy theories, disinformation debunking attempts, critical analyses, and big bad hammers. That website is www.AboveTopSecret.com. And don't forget our motto, deny ignorance.
Infinite global consciousness.
G'day, this is Nurky, the token crazy Australian at nettalkradio.co.uk on Saturday, March the 11th, from the anus of the world, Melbourne, Australia, with the Conspiracy Hour. I am your host, Nurky, and I am the token crazy Australian, now complete with tinfoil hat. Do you envy the tinfoil hat? You know you want a tinfoil hat. Everybody wants a tinfoil hat. Mwahaha. This week in the show, I'll be going into the new ATS podcasting promos that were produced for me, tinfoil hats, and the totalitarian tiptoe, which you know you want to listen to every week. If you're interested in listening to previous editions of this show, go to blog.myspace.com/nurky, that's N-R-K-Y, or go to AboveTopSecret.com in the podcasting forum, and previous editions of this radio show have been posted there for you to listen to. I do believe that Ross Hemsworth, the owner of NetTalkRadio.co.uk, is also playing previous editions of my show, I believe, Wednesday nights at 5 to 6pm or something along the lines of that. So check out NetTalkRadio.co.uk for the new schedule and see where I've been played in previous editions of this show for each week. Now, if you're new to the show, I play a lot of stuff to do with the totalitarian tiptoe. It's the inevitable encroachment on civil liberties and freedoms by the few that want to control the world. And I find news articles at davidicke.com, prisonplanet.com, rents.com, and googling, and going through AboveTopSecret.com, to find articles that relate to the destruction of civil liberties and rights, and how the Illuminati might be trying to control the world through the slow acceptance of new ideas in a problem-reaction-solution formula to bring about a world government, world currency, world army, and a microchip population. I then try and find a strange alien UFO or other strange phenomena to talk about for the week, and this week it happens to be tinfoil hats. Yes, I was speaking correctly, you heard me right, tinfoil hats. This was brought about by the new bringing out of tinwiki.org, which is a new project by AboveTopSecret.com, to bring about our own Wikipedia for conspiracy theories and strange phenomenons. If you're a little bit confused as to why you should listen to me, well, you probably shouldn't, because I am Nurky, the token crazy Australian, and listening to me long enough will eventually drive you crazy. That is my goal in life, to send enough people crazy so that it seems as though myself being crazy is actually the norm and that there's nothing wrong with it. So if you want to go crazy, keep listening to this show and you'll be talking about conspiracies, chemtrails and tinfoil hats for the rest of your life. Isn't that a good thing? You know you all want to be crazy. Tinfoil hats, woohoo!
I talk about the world being controlled by a few people, a few interbreeding families going back to the ancient world that are behind all this vast change in the Orwellian society that's
turned into this. Are you saying the president would have been hit by three bullets instead of two if Connolly had not have turned into that shot? And Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, says that's exactly correct, Mr. President.
This path of looking down it and finding, hey, there's a little bit more here than just accepting whatever the spin is on the news station you're watching.
And I guess I should just focus more on the whole political correctness and what's behind it issue.
I freaked out because I thought it was fine.
On the board, have we, in effect, created our own worst enemy? That is a troll that thinks.
Only one website delivers more than 1,000 podcasts from dozens of conspiracy theorists. AboveTopSecret.com.
Your iPod will need a tinfoil case.
Relentless, I just listened to your podcast, and just a couple things I want to share. As I was listening to you, these thoughts came into my head.
It gets better.
Do tell. Do tell.
Every day in a bulk of freedom.com, we have people come on and they make preposterous claims sometimes.
And that was the new promotional short for AboveTopSecret.com's Podspace. And now my iPod now has its own tinfoil protective cover. So it won't have to worry about those evil mind-controlling rays, and my iPod will be free to think whatever the hell it wants. And now it's time for the totalitarian tiptoe, that part of the show where I bring you up to date on the status of the encroachment on our civil liberties and freedoms by the few that want to control the world and to bring about a global fascist dictatorship by using smaller, more easily accepted solutions to a predetermined problem that we will react to in the way that the think tanks expect us to. If we can at least break the cycle of problem-reaction-solution, we can take a start in reclaiming our planet and our own freedoms. The inevitable endpoint of the Illuminati's plan to conquer the world is a world government like the United Nations, a world currency like the euro, a world bank, not unlike a globalization of the Federal Reserve, a world army like NATO, and a microchip population of mind-controlled slave sheeple. If this seems troublesome to you and makes you worried, good. If not, nothing to see here, all is fine. We want you to go back to work and keep fueling the military-industrial complex that lines the pockets of the few that want to control the world and murder the non-compliant free thinkers of the world. And now the first article for the totalitarian tiptoe for the week, courtesy of Alex Jones at PrisonPlanet.com for March the 9th, 2006, titled China to Issue 1.3 Billion RFID Identification Cards. The first paragraph in this states that China's Ministry of Public Security, MPS, which oversees the country's police force, plans to issue more than 1.3 billion second-generation resident identification cards based on radio frequency ID chips, according to an industry analysis at Instat China. In the article at PrisonPlanet.com, according to Anti Zeng, a research director at Instat China, RFID tags can send and receive data over short distances. As a result, the new ID cards can be read by a reader that is within 20 to 30 centimeters of the card, noting that the cards are used to store basic personal information, such as name and birth date, and Zeng claims that they are very cheap and easy to make. Well, for those of you that have listened to previous shows for The Conspiracy Hour at nettalkradio.co.uk, know that I strongly oppose the use of RFID tags to identify human beings. It is not unlike having a barcode system and a branding system like we do with cattle. Just because we have to carry them around in cards doesn't make them any different. I do oppose the use of a driver's license as an identification card, however, that's old and publicly accepted as part of the totalitarian tiptoe as the next step to having a passport-like system for our own local nations and RFID tags on passports and other identification cards that are needed. The next step to that is to implant the chip under the skin so that it is not easily stolen. Now, these chips, called the Very Chip, are implanted under the top half of the arm in the behind the bicep area and can be read by what's called a Proxmarkey or Proxmark 2. Now, it is possible to hack these RFID tags, the Very Chips, by using a cloning system and a Proxmarkey to clone the signal that is sent back from the RFID tag when it is pinged by another Proxmarkey. This means that anything that you have secured with the Very Chip will be insecure and easily accessible by someone that knows how to clone a Very Chip. It is very easy to find out how to do this. Just go to google.com or any popular search engine and do a search for Very Chip hacked or Very Chip cloning. Now, on a more crazy conspiratorial note, the RFID chips, the Very Chip, which is actually the next step after the global acceptance of RFID identification cards, such as in this article with 1.3 billion of them being issued to the Chinese people, the Very Chip may possibly have a next stage where it can connect to a global network of satellites, grid dishes, computers, and wireless transmission services that will allow them to control your mind through the chip. It is not entirely impossible to do this, as we already have neural technology. We just need to develop a wireless version of it that will allow it to be controlled from miles away, passively, not even actively. The chip doesn't need power. It can draw power from your own body cells and from the signals sent to it, as we do already have the technology to transmit power wirelessly, thanks to Nikola Tesla. Now, part of the inevitable endpoint of the totalitarian tiptoe is to have a mind-controlled slave population of microchipped people. If we all have microchips in us, and even if they don't have the microchip up to the standard where they can control our thoughts directly, it can be used, or might possibly be used, to produce chemicals in the hypothalamus which sedate us and stop us from being rebellious and fighting against the governments, or even engaging in civil war. For example, the wireless technology of Nikola Tesla was used, using the HARP technology early stages, to make New York City go completely crazy and shut down its electrical grid in the 30s. Now, this is not unlike a situation, say, in Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans last year, where they could have used this technology to sedate all the people into not raping babies like they had some of the gangs doing in the shelters that were set up by the local police. And the federal government didn't do a friggin' thing to help them until it was too late. Now, the reaction to this problem of a federal system not being efficient, we would have the microchips, which would automatically stop the people from doing these sort of actions, and everyone would be nice and compliant and good little mind-controlled slave sheeple. Do we really want this, or do we want to have our freedoms and be able to live our own life without being controlled by a microchip? Now, the next article for this week marks the 11th episode of The Conspiracy Hour in the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of the show. It comes courtesy of Guardian.co.uk, titled US Envoy to Iraq, We Have Opened the Pandora's Box. And it proclaims that 80% of Americans think civil war in Iraq is likely, and that Donald Rumsfeld accused Tehran of fomenting conflict. The opening paragraph states that the US ambassador to Baghdad conceded yesterday that the Iraq invasion had opened a Pandora's box of sectarian conflicts which could lead to a regional war and the rise of religious extremists who, quote, would make Taliban Afghanistan look like child's play. Zalmay Khalilzad broke with the Bush administration's generally upbeat orthodoxy to present a stark profile of a volatile situation in danger of sliding into chaos. Well, what do you expect? What do you expect? It's part of the totalitarian tiptoe using a problem-reaction-solution formula to bring about a fascist dictatorship that would quell any attempt by the Iraqi people to rebel against so-called democracy being spread throughout the free world, and the inevitable encroachment on Iraqi civil liberties by a group and a United Nations proclaiming freedom and democracy. Now, the public reaction to these statements by Zalmay Khalilzad would be to vindicate America for having done what they did in Iraq. This is not unlike some of the other things that I've seen with the totalitarian tiptoe and the inevitable result of bringing about a world government in reaction to rebellious superpowers imposing their will upon others. If the rest of the world complains about America doing what they've done in Iraq to other nations, then the United Nations will have to be reformed and will step in and stop the United States from doing what it's doing. They will only be able to do this by bringing about a world army to threaten America and possibly lead to a world war, or even just a civil war in which the American people don't want to be destroyed because of their oppressive government controlling the rest of the world against the will of the American people and only working for the oil cartels and the rich that pay the politicians. The current state of affairs in Iraq is one big, huge friggin' mess. It's like someone dropped a watermelon from the top of the Rialto Tower and it splattered in the middle of the street. That's what Iraq is like. America thinks that they're doing good and that they're bringing peace and freedom to Iraq. Well, there's been more shit going on in there since they deposed Saddam Hussein, as before there was piss all in the way of rebellion and attacks on civilians and American civil aid workers, like people working for the United Nations in the Peace Corps, and journalists coming from the Western world. We didn't have these sort of problems when Saddam was in. Is this supposed to be part of a problem-reaction-solution formula where we're supposed to gain sympathy for dictators who were actually brought about and put into place by the CIA and the people that want to control the world? The problem-reaction-solution formula states that everything that happens has is part of a problem and we're reacting to it, and that eventually the inevitable desired predetermined solution will come about. All they need to do is think about the solution, how to manipulate us into accepting the reaction to a problem, and it will easily come into a world government. America goes bye-bye. In comes NATO, in comes United Nations. Iraq is nice and happy and everything goes back to the way it should be. Yay, we love our little reactive placement dictators. George Bush, Saddam Hussein, Hitler, blah, 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 blah. Because it will help us bring about a United Nations and a peaceful world government. Well, I think not. I think a socialist world government that would go about destroying civil liberties, sovereignty and culture in the name of freedom, democracy and equality is a bad thing. Now, the next article for the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of this week's show of the Conspiracy Hour for March the 11th at nettalkradio.co.uk with your host, the token crazy Australian Nurky, that's me, is courtesy of DISC.server.com for Brad Blogg's video titled Senator Pat Roberts Kills NSA Spying Probe. And the opening paragraph for this page, which is pretty much the only text on the page, claims that Senator Pat Roberts convinced Republicans on the Senate Intelligence Committee to vote to kill an investigation into the NSA domestic spying scandal. Instead of an investigation, Republican Senators Hagel, Snow, and Dewin agreed to create a new subcommittee that would oversee future domestic spying by the NSA. Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller, note the name Rockefeller, said that this is an unprecedented bow to political pressure from the White House. I couldn't agree more. However, this is part of the problem-reaction-solution of the totalitarian tiptoe by the people that want to control the world through the slow encroachment of civil liberties. Is spying on the general populace by the NSA bad? Yes. However, having an executive board that takes control over investigative procedures into corruption, you know everything is going to go to hell in a handbasket. It's exactly like the so-called investigative committee into the 9/11 tragedy of the World Trade Center and the attack on the Pentagon by a 757 bullshit. When a government takes over its own investigations into its own corruption, what the hell is going on? It's like the liar's paradox. I'm not lying. Is he really lying, or is he just saying he's not lying? If he was actually lying, he would have said that he wasn't lying. But in saying that he wasn't lying, if he was really telling the truth, you would know that he wasn't lying because he would say that I'm not lying. So in saying I'm not lying, he could either be lying or not lying. It's exactly like the government taking over its own investigative procedures into corruption. How are we supposed to trust a government to be impartial into its own corruption investigation? Internal affairs in the police force is usually seen as an impartial judgment of internal affairs. However, since the NSA is spying on the general populace of the world, it's no longer an internal affair and is becoming a global affair. So why is it that the American government, claiming to be on behalf of the population, is taking over the investigation into the corruption of the NSA spying? This is a load of crap. We need an impartial, non-patriotic, non-American group to take over the investigation. This would be the United Nations, and this brings me back to the problem-reaction-solution formula of a world government. If America cannot be trusted to do its own investigation into corruption, then we will have to have third parties come in, and the best third party would be the most impartial one that has a selective group of random people that sample from different nations and different cultures to work as an ethics committee into investigation into corruption, but they would still have to be specialists in the field. We could not have the American government doing their own investigation into corruption. We would need the United Nations. Problem, reaction, solution, totalitarian tiptoe. And now the next article for the totalitarian tiptoe segment of the show for this week's episode of The Conspiracy Hour at nettalkradio.co.uk comes courtesy of rense.com, rnse.com. The article came from the 8th of March 2006 and is titled The New York Stock Exchange Goes Global, The Cherry on Top of the World Government. The opening paragraph states that on Wednesday, the New York Stock Exchange, world's biggest stock exchange, founded 213 years ago, will go public. Its goal is to build a war chest in order to buy up other stock exchanges around the world. These actions herald a new phase in the New World Order. Since a lot of the other world stock exchange, a lot of the other stock exchanges in the world are also going public, is it not entirely possible that the same people that buy out the stock exchange in New York and eventually gain voting rights into the way that it's run will also buy out the other world stock exchanges and have voting rights in the way they're run as well, which may eventually lead to what's happening with the other corporations in the rest of the world, where major corporations buy out other major corporations and squash all smaller competition? Will this publicizing of the New York Stock Exchange eventually help lead to a world bank and a world currency? Since the Federal Reserve prints its own money that is non-existent and sells it at huge interest rates to the American people and the American government, is it not entirely possible that the stock exchange would do a similar thing, creating new stock options, selling them to people in other nations at extremely massively high interest rates to cover the expenses of the stock exchange publicizing and make heaps of profit for the shareholders? A stock exchange is supposed to be run as an independent, objective group. It is not supposed to be working for shareholders and to make profit. The New York Stock Exchange is supposed to be government-led and not even controlled by a non-impartial party. Why would shareholders have any say in what happens in a stock exchange? This doesn't make any sense to me, because all it is supposed to be a free market. I've got two words for the American so-called entrepreneurs that control the global corporations. Free market. By privatizing the stock exchange, we create elitism and get rid of the small people in the stock exchange. They might even make it possible so that you don't have a physical stock exchange, and that everything is done over the internet. This brings me to the issue of a world currency of non-existent money that can be used to destroy national sovereignty by bankrupting nations and forcing them to use the new world currency. The amount of money that could change hands in an instant through a world globalized, interneted stock exchange could be trillions of dollars and could instantly bankrupt an entire nation. Considering that the American people are already bankrupt, I couldn't even begin to imagine what would happen to the rest of the world thanks to the New York Stock Exchange's poor tactics. And a quote in relation to this article from rents.com was, "Welcome to the New World Order. World government isn't coming, it is already here." Now the next article for the totalitarian tiptoe segment of this show, The Conspiracy Hour, for March 11th, 2006, nettalkradio.co.uk, comes courtesy of Paul Joseph Watson of prisonplanet.com for March 7th, 2006, located at propagandamatrix.com, titled, traffic surveillance cameras to monitor personal behavior. And the opening paragraph states that, not satisfied with over 4 million closed-circuit television cameras already spying on British citizens, the British government is now floating proposals to turn the country's 14,000 speed cameras on drivers to monitor their personal habits. And stating that the London Guardian reports, London Guardian is guardian.co.uk, it reports that Mr. Gifford said expanding the use of technology for tracking the movements of cars could lead police to people who had committed other offences in the same way that Al Capone was eventually caught through his income tax evasion. He claimed that for greater safety and the greater good of society, most people would be prepared to accept a slight reduction of our liberty. Well, I would like to claim, as the British people like to say quite often, bollocks. This is a load of fucking bollocks. I like the statement where he says that most people would be prepared to accept a slight reduction of our liberty. Fucking bollocks. Nobody likes reduction of liberties unless you're a retarded, ignorant sheeple that nobody else cares about. Like the article at propagandamatrix.com also states, that the government is just trying to shove cameras into your face to make you used to being surveillanced 24 hours a day. Even when you're in the shitter, you could be under surveillance in Britain. And they're trying to make it seem the norm in the Commonwealth so that they can bring it out to the other Commonwealth states like Australia and... Bugged if I know what other countries the Commonwealth controls anymore. I pretty much realise that it's all controlled by the same people, so I fail to pay attention to which countries fall under the Commonwealth, but I know Australia and New Zealand do. They're probably going to make it popularised in Britain and seem the norm so that the other Commonwealth or stolen wealth nations can start copying their parent nation in Britain. I don't want to see Australia being filled with surveillance cameras, nor the rest of the world. I actually like to have my privacy, and I want to be able to stand out in the middle of the street, scratch my balls, and not have 100 coppers run up to me thinking that I've got a gun in my fucking pants and then we're going to blow the place up, just because I stood there scratching my balls. In George Orwell's novel 1984, the totalitarian regime of Big Brother had what's called telescreens all over the place, which were two-way monitors which had cameras and allowed you to see what was on the other side, but it was only a limited perspective from your side of the view. However, people on the other side of the camera could see everything for thousands of different cameras, and one for every different citizen, and you were always being watched, regardless of what you were doing. If you broke the law, something would come up on the screen telling you to stop doing that, or the cops would come and arrest you, which usually happened pretty quickly in the novel. Bringing out an excessive amount of surveillance network cameras in order to proclaim security and increase security and saving the population from terrorism, are they supposed to accept destruction of civil liberties and privacy? Does Britain have its own civil liberties union like America does? What the hell is going on? Why is nobody doing anything about this? And is this part of a problem-reaction-solution formula in a reaction to the cameras coming out? Is there some ulterior motive of the Illuminati by bringing out the cameras that we're supposed to react to, and then we have our own solution? I believe that the solution, or the inevitable predetermined result of a reaction to the excessive amount of cameras, is that we have our own self-governing police state. We no longer need a totalitarian regime to police us, we instead police ourselves, which is not unlike the Help Protect Australia from Terrorism campaign currently being promoted in Australia, where if we see something that we determine might be wrong or is out of place and might relate to terrorism, we can call up the hotline, remain anonymous, and report the incident to the police. This is different to what would normally happen when you just call the cops. For example, in a previous edition of this show, a rocker was reading a book titled Jihad, the Rise of Militant Islam in Central Asia on the plane, and the guy sitting next to him reported him to the terrorism hotline for being a possible terrorist. Like, what the hell is going on? This is the reaction to the problem of having a totalitarian regime. We police ourselves. We no longer need the police and no longer need the totalitarian regime to police us. So I'd like to ask the question, after having gone through this article, of what's next? Two-way telescreens and morning exercise rituals for the party members? Double plus good. Choco rations for all.
Dude, let's make a promo.
About what? That we're a talk show for geeks?
We talk about anime, too.
Well, that's true. We do news and reviews.
And gadgets and toys, too.
And guests. We have kick-ass guests.
We're not geek radio. We're a talk radio for geeks. Yeah!
OtakuGeneration.net. Catch us every Wednesday for news, reviews, and so much more for the otaku inside you.
Wait, did you say Greek radio? Oh, geeks. That makes more sense.
Otaku Generation is one of the podcasts that I've been listening to lately, and I just thought I'd chuck in a promo of theirs, and hopefully some people will actually go there from listening to this radio show. Now, tinwiki.org is a Wikipedia project that AboveTopSecret.com members and staff are working on in order to bring about conspiracy theory awareness for the rest of the world. It is not unlike the Wikipedia.org website, except it is tailored for conspiracy theories and other strange phenomena. Currently, tinwiki.org only has about 5 or 6 contributors, but we will be needing some people to help with editing, working on consistency and integrity of information, and people to make sure that new data that is entered is not plagiarized, and also people to make sure that links from that we have links to AboveTopSecret.com forums for each new page that comes in to tinwiki.org. It is a big advertising campaign for AboveTopSecret.com. However, it is also there to bring about conspiracy theory awareness. And this week in Aliens, UFOs, and Other Strange Phenomena, but this week I'll be doing Tech Talk, I'd like to talk about the tinfoil hats. Yes, you heard me right. Tinfoil hats. Those hats that those crazy people that talk about conspiracy theories are profusely known for having worn over the past few decades to protect themselves from supposed mind control rays. Well, I think it may have been debunked, because currently the tinfoil hats are being used as a joke, and not too many people would actually take them seriously anymore, but it is fun to have something to identify conspiracy theorists as having an icon. For example, tinwiki.org is a Wikipedia for people that use tinfoil hats, and even the logo is very similar to wikipedia.org, however the globe is wearing a tinfoil hat. I myself have a new tinfoil hat, and so does my iPod. Now, according to wikipedia.org, a tinfoil hat may be used as a way to protect yourself from ESP, microwave radiation, or other technological means of mind control, but that in some cases, belief in the effectiveness of tinfoil hats may just be a manifestation of a disorder such as paranoid schizophrenia, and that mind control rays are simply a delusion, and that other ways of controlling mental activity are just associated with people with severe paranoid delusions. Well, it has been shown in several websites that tinfoil hats and other aluminium foil hats actually attenuate the signal of any possible mind control rays because of the reflecting qualities of the aluminium and the way that it refracts the signals and the radio signals coming from the HAARP technology. Some scientists and research theorists did for one of their assignments at university in some American college, I can't remember which it was, I'll have to search for it later, they did a few tests and experiments on how the tinfoil hats and different types of tinfoil hats can attenuate radio signals and even gamma ray radiation. It was found that a tinfoil hat actually multiplies radio signals by a factor of 5 to 10. So if you wear a tinfoil hat in order to protect yourself from mind control rays, you're actually doing yourself some damage. And anybody that just heard that and is a profound or an obsessed tinfoil hat wearer is probably going to start going crazy now and thinking that the government is going to control their mind by using a wireless transmission service. Well, if that would be the case, wearing a tinfoil hat would make it worse and not any better. So you're a bit of a prat for wearing a tinfoil hat to protect yourself from microwave radiation and other mind control devices. I myself wear a tinfoil hat because it is iconic of the conspiracy theorists, and I like to try and be different, and if someone sees me with a tinfoil hat, they're going to think, hey, that guy's a fucking nutter, what the hell's wrong with him? And I say to him, hey man, do you believe in conspiracy theories? Well, if you don't, then there's something fucking wrong with you. You should wear a tinfoil hat too. Yeah, everybody should wear tinfoil hats, because it makes us look like a bunch of batshit people. Whee! Coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo! If we all look crazy, then Nurky looks normal, and there's nothing wrong with me. Mwahahahahaha. And I apologize for having just tinfoil hats in the Aliens, UFOs, Strange Phenomena, and Tech Talk part of the show, but I spent a lot of time researching all the stuff for the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment for the show, and I kind of ran out of time, and I'm even recording this late for the week, and I want to get it over and done with so that I can actually get it onto the radio before Ross Hemsworth kicks my ass for handing the thing in late. So I apologize, and hopefully next week I'll find something to talk about other than chemtrails and tinfoil hats. And Serpo. Ooh, speaking of Serpo, since this is the Aliens, UFOs, and Strange Phenomena segment of the show, I just remembered something that happened with Serpo. In the Serpo.org website, it was posted that there was a picture of an extra, the Ebens, the EBEs, whatever, the aliens in Serpo. And above topsecret.com found other copies of this image. And it was actually either a polystyrene or flux resin plastic bust of a fake alien from a movie. It looks like one of the aliens from the movie Communion, I think. The picture itself still even has the errors that the original photos had from years ago when it was taken. It has the the date stamp on it, and it still has the chopped off arm and the a cut into the top part of the chest from the plastic bust. If it were a real alien, it wouldn't have half its arm missing and wouldn't have a big friggin' hole cut off into the side of its stomach. This is a fake, and is more proof that Serpo is a load of bollocks. And on the topic of Serpo, throughout the last week I did a podcast, a musical joking podcast, titled Serpo Die in the Arse, which I'll play for you later on when I go through the above topsecret.com member podcast section of the show. Well, I hit the halfway point of this show a few minutes ago. Actually, I think it was before I started the Strange Phenomena segment of the show. So I'll have to summarize what's going on for those of you that came halfway through the show. This is the Conspiracy Hour at nettalkradio.co.uk, and I am your host, Nurky, the token crazy Australian, coming to you from the anus of the world, Melbourne, Australia. At the start of the show, I waffled on a bit, and then went into the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of the show. The first article was about 1.3 billion RFID identification cards being issued by the Chinese government for distribution to the people, and how I oppose the use of RFID tags, and the inevitable encroachment of a new very chip system in order to control the population of the world through wireless mind control devices, and how radio frequency identification cards are a precursor to having microchips implanted under our skin for identification purposes. The next article in the Totalitarian Tiptoe was in relation to a statement of the US envoy to Iraq claiming that we've opened a Pandora's box and that there's a hidden agenda in stating this, and that the reaction to the rebellion in Iraq would be a United Nations and a world government controlling it, and also that the reaction to what America has screwed up in Iraq would be a world government and a world army. And the next article in the Totalitarian Tiptoe was about Senator Pat Roberts killing the NSA spying probes, and that when an executive board takes control over investigative procedures into corruption, that you know that everything's going to hell in a handbasket. It is very wrong for a government to take over its own so-called impartial investigations into its own corruption. It makes no sense, and it's part of Totalitarian Tiptoe to bring out an impartial world government that would override all sovereignty and be able to control any nation that would be that would not be impartial to their own procedures and corruption. The next article was about the New York Stock Exchange going global and how I believe that it's part of the totalitarian tiptoe to bring about a world bank and a world currency and destroy national sovereignty by privatizing all the stock exchanges and federal reserves in the world to destroy a national currency in bankrupting an entire nation within a second. And that free market no longer exists when we globalize one of the last free markets in the world, the stock exchange. The last article in the totalitarian tiptoe segment of the show was about traffic surveillance cameras monitoring personal behavior and being aimed at drivers in Britain, and how the telescreens will be the next step in a two-way communication between the security forces and the population, and how the problem-reaction-solution formula of the totalitarian tiptoe will lead us to a self-governing and self-policing force in the face of a totalitarian regime and a police state. It is a reaction in the problem-reaction-solution formula to allow us to control ourselves without the need for a totalitarian regime. And then in the strange phenomena segment of the show, after I had a promo for otakugeneration.net, I went into the tinfoil hats and how people might be using them to protect themselves, but that it actually attenuates any mind control signals and is mostly associated with iconic symbolism and trying to fit into a stereotype of being a conspiracy theorist and being seen as a nutter.
Have you ever wondered what's really happening? Why the news only seems to carry part of the story? One website helps you find these answers and more. AboveTopSecret.com, the leading online destination for the discussion of conspiracy theories, scandals, extreme science, and many more alternative topics. And now our members can easily create a podcast and add it to our stream. Have a quick listen to some samples.
I'm pretty arrogant. Most of you have probably noticed this. I can get quite excitable, and I believe most of that probably stems from the fact that I tend to drink too much.
UFOs were going to start appearing, and at one point in this thing, a spaceship...
Information warfare uses information as a weapon of war. A modern derivative of classic psychological warfare.
I am saying that there is a conspiracy to divide your thoughts into at least two groups.
I don't sleep much, so I'll probably be making a lot of podcasts.
If the New World Order are indeed going to put their future headquarters there, then why?
Podcasting on Above Top Secret is as easy as uploading an MP3 file. You can find us on iTunes or podcast.abovetopsecret.com. Imagine hundreds of voices digging for answers, finding the truth, and telling the whole story. Join us and add your voice.
And now it's time for the Nerky Overview, where I go over the Podspace and what's been happening at abovetopsecret.com's Podspace for the past week. Since I started out in my so-called radio career by podcasting at AboveTopSecret.com and then went to talk at NetTalkRadio.co.uk in the show The Conspiracy Hour, it's only fair that AboveTopSecret.com gets a little bit of airspace in my show each week, because I still podcast at AboveTopSecret.com, and any more information relating to AboveTopSecret.com on the show is always good, because it brings more listeners to AboveTopSecret.com, and that website is AboveTopSecret.com, 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 don't forget it. Starting off with a bit of a humor flavor for AboveTopSecret.com, AboveTopSecret.com, AboveTopSecret.com's Podspace this week, is We're All Gonna Die with ATS Jackass, Episode 2. Last week I played Episode 1, and here's more of the crazy antics of We're All Gonna Die, also known as ADD Boy.
Hello, this is We're All Gonna Die for my 4th ATS podcast, my 2nd ATS Jackass. So, okay, I've done this before, but it cut out just before the end, which I'm so pissed off at, and if it cuts out again, I'm not doing it again, because it hurts so much, and you will see the pictures. Okay, so I will be jumping from one chair to another chair, then from that chair, chair surfing that chair onto a treadmill, going at a top speed, so I'll just speed it up. Okay, get on the chair then. 1, 2, 3. Thank you for listening to my second ATS podcast. This is We're All Gonna Die, aka Wagged. Thank you.
As you can see, ADD Boy, also known as We're All Gonna Die, likes attention and is a little bit of a nutter, but is an alright guy. So go to AboveTopSecret.com chat if you want to talk to We're All Gonna Die and encourage him to do more things where he kills himself on a podcast. Another mentionable podcast that was at AboveTopSecret.com's Podspace this week is one by Mr. Whoopi in relation to the new TinWiki.org project that AboveTopSecret has been doing.
This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a podcast on TinWiki. Now, frankly, I'm not exactly sure what's going on with TinWiki here, especially the name. Why did I end up with a name like that? But I decided to jump over here, check it out. I am user number 14. Woohoo! Let's see. Welcome to TinWiki, the first full-featured wiki dedicated exclusively to all the topics that inspire the authors to consider tinfoil hats. Okay, that explains TinWiki. Topics such as conspiracy theories, UFO cover-ups, extraterrestrial programs, New World Order, Illuminati, secret government programs, top secret bases, and nearly any other alternative topic that would cause paranoid fear of the government reprisals, wiretaps, and email monitoring are the focus of this collaborative wiki. Why is it called a wiki? I've never been to Wikipedia or anything like that, so I have got a learning curve here. Let's see. I'm going to have a little bit of time. I'm taking a three-day weekend this weekend, and then after next week, I'm taking the following week off. And so I love to write, so I will probably sit down and write a few articles. Okay. Let's see if anybody's got this one covered. Northwoods. I have typed in Northwoods and hit search. Search results for query Northwoods. For more information about searching10wiki.org, see searching10wiki.org. Showing below. Zero results starting with number one. Zero results starting with number one. Okay. Let's go back to the main page. Okay, what are we looking at? Random page. Random page. What do we go to? Volcano Brigade. The Volcano Brigade is commando unit under the Iraqi Interior Ministry. The ministry and especially the unit are alleged to have been heavily infiltrated by a violent Shia militia, the Badr organization. Volcano Brigade has been implicated in numerous kidnappings for ransom, terror, blah, 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 blah. How's that separate them from the rest of the crazies over there? Okay, random page. MK Ultra. Project MK. Hey, this is interesting. MK Ultra, also known as MK Dash Ultra. was the code name for a CIA mind control research program lasting from the 1950s. Three-part, four Supreme Court dissents invoked. Ooh, Jesus, this just turned into gibberish. Okay, random page. Style guide. This is Wikipedia Manual of Style. For the article about manuals of style, see style guide. I'm in style guide. Template style guideline, template style. Okay, I'm going to be needing this if I'm actually going to contribute to the Wikipedia or TinWiki. Random page, the main page. The main page comes up randomly. Cool. Bohemian Grove. Hey, we do have some contributors here. This is cool, just hitting random page. Man, you got lots of links, history. Bohemian Grove was established over time, shortly after the founding of the Bohemian Club in 1872. For several years, the members of the club camped together at various locations, including the present Muir Woods, Samuel P. Taylor State Park, and a separate redwood grove near Duncan Mills, downriver from the current location. Cool. Hell, contribute. I'm going to start researching. Okay, we're back to the style guide. Random page. Bohemian Club. Okay, isn't that like Bohemian Grove? This, we got a lot to do. Tinfoil. Tinfoil is a thin leaf made of tin. The word tinfoil is actually a misnomer, as today's tinfoil is almost always made of aluminum. Tinfoil is mainly used in the kitchen to wrap food, especially while cooking. Yeah, people, we need your help. We have to add some conspiracy pages to Tin Wiki. Oh, Bubba. Okay, we're back to the style guide. Yeah, calling all members of ATS. It's time to work, to go to work, to build this up if it's going to succeed. Okay, random page again came up. Aliens. Aliens are any beings from another planet. Usually what is meant are intelligent beings, but technically unintelligent beings would also be aliens. Okay. No, I got to turn this thing off. This is fun, though. This is fun. You guys ought to jump over here and check this out. This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from above top secret with a plug for Tin Wiki, calling on all members to jump on over and give us a hand. Love and light, my friends.
Good work there, Mr. Whoopi. Mr. Whoopi is one of the guys that does a lot of podcasts at AboveTopSecret.com, and I'd like to commend him on his good work and a plug for TinWiki.org there. Now, something that I've found on the internet that wasn't from AboveTopSecret.com's Podspace, so I'll probably have to end that section now, was titled Fake Bush Address, and it's definitely worth a mention and a play in the show as I start to wrap up the show. So here is a fake bush address from Googling around and looking for random videos.
Mr. Speaker, Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, distinguished citizens and fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, terror, burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, and rape. First goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've begun inoculating troops and first responders against ballistic airports. And this year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles. To date, we have arrested or otherwise dealt with 400 billion key commanders of Al-Qaeda, which is enlisting tens of thousands of new volunteers across America. They include a man who directed logistics and funding for the CIA. One of them is found at the Department of Defense. One by one, the terrorists are learning we are building a culture to encourage international terrorism. Almost 3 months ago, the United Nations Security Council gave Saddam Hussein his final chance to disarm. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had an advanced nuclear program chemical in his arsenal,
even while inspectors were in his country. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase 7 million hydrogen-powered doctors and the western wall of the Pentagon. The United States will ask the UN Security Council to convene on February the 5th to consider the facts of Iraq's ongoing defiance of the world. Secretary of State Powell will plant information to incite fear about Iraq's links to terrorist groups. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home and die. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
Some people have too much spare time on their hands and produce some really interesting stuff and make George Bush look like he's a fucking idiot, even though he does that pretty well on his own. Well, this is Nurki, the token crazy Australian at the Conspiracy Hour with nettalkradio.co.uk, Saturdays 8 to 9pm GMT, or Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, 7 to 8am Sunday. I am your host, Nurki, the token crazy Australian, coming to you from the anus of the world, Melbourne, Australia, now signing out and finalising the show with a song from the beautiful voice of Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com, who I've played for the past couple of weeks. Well, enjoy, and this is Nurki signing out.
Infinite durable consciousness.